Good morning, everybody. I'm Eureka John, EJ, as some people call me for short, and this is my podcast, Eureka Street Creative Podcast. I'm a podcast producer, and I work on this podcast, which is my little experimental play place. I also am the producer on Crypto Sapiens, and I also do producing work on various other podcasts, just kind of lurk around in the background and create video shorts and all that stuff, and control the live streams and stuff like that. So usually I'm the guy behind the guy, but I do like to experiment around and check out different settings and the way things work, and also like to poke around the crypto space. And this is the podcast for that. So I'm always finding new random apps and random things in the Web3 space, and specifically lately in the Farcaster space, because there's just so much going on over there. So yeah, this is episode number 513, April 26, 2024. It is 11:56 in the morning. So technically, yes, it is still good morning. And I just broadcast this out of my house. I try to do it every Friday. I'm live streaming right now on YouTube. I'm on Twitter live streaming, and I'm also on unlonely.app. So if you aren't familiar with that one, that is a Web3 based live streaming app. And basically it's peer-to-peer. So it's nice, good quality streams. I think so. They use live peer, so they don't use centralized servers for storing and distributing and broadcasting all the data that gets streamed. They use the live peer decentralized video streaming platform, which is, I think, really cool. And then you log in with your wallet, like your MetaMask wallet or whatever, and you can go and watch the broadcast. You can participate in the chat. You can do all sorts of things. Let me go over here to it. And all right, so here's the interface with Unlonely. As you can see, this, well, I'm recording this after the fact because I accidentally turned on some music in the background. It was really loud and distracting, but I just kind of wanted to show you the interface if you're watching, and to, you know, show you that the chat is here, and you can get your stream key and RTMP ingest, which is basically the streaming platform that you can plug into whatever you want. And it says here that, originally it said I stream every Friday at 8:30. And then other times I stream at 11 Central Time, but I'm not really that organized. Not for myself anyway, but for other people, I can be organized, but for myself, I'm definitely not that organized. So I just changed it to just Fridays. Sometime on Friday, I will actually stream. So yeah. So nobody's here to listen. Occasionally I'll get somebody, we'll see as they're scrolling through Twitter or something, and they'll see that I'm broadcasting live and they'll come in and say what's up. So I appreciate those people. Before I jump into what's on the screen now, let's go over here to Farcaster, and actually Warpcast. So Warpcast is the social media platform on top of Farcaster. So Farcaster is the protocol, and Warpcast is the client. And if you're not really familiar with all that, it's okay. I totally understand. But what people are building in Web3, they're building decentralized protocols so other web developers can build on top of them. So, picture like, oh, Lordy. Some kind of, I guess, imagine like a Sims game, you know, was just like this big open platform, and you could create, I mean, you can do this in the metaverse too. You can create your own business by building these buildings on top of this, that common digital Sims, you know, playground. You didn't have to buy the Sims game or anything. It was just open and available, and you could go in there and you could build your building and create your own businesses like that. So that's what Farcaster is. And then Warpcast is the building being built on top of that Sims, you know, city or playground or whatever. So Warpcast is kind of like a Twitter style social media platform, but there's like all different types of other things you can do. You log in with your wallet. And this one here, this is my profile right here, Eureka John. So go follow me on there on Warpcast if you're on Warpcast. And if you're watching this from Twitter or YouTube, like seriously, go sign up for Warpcast, get involved in the Farcaster thing. I think it's like the next step of social media. I've always liked social media stuff. Back in like, 2000, 2001, like I started getting into like Facebook, like early. And then I got involved in Friendster. And there was even this other one called Orkut. I don't know if you remember Orkut, but like I had a huge Brazilian like clientele, but I still, or user base, but I still like jumped on and participated in that. Of course, MySpace, and we all know how MySpace went, but all these were like centralized applications. But at the time, that was like the cutting edge of stuff. So I feel like this is where Farcaster is. And there's, you know, there's Lens protocol as well, which is like Farcaster, and there's social apps built on top of Lens protocol as well, like I think this one hey.xyz, yeah, as you can see, is kind of like Lens protocol's answer, or maybe it was there before Warpcast. But I mean, honestly, I prefer the Farcaster protocol and the Warpcast platform better. It just seems to be like a cool user base over there. I haven't really spent much time over on the Lens protocol one. And then there's others, you know, that are experimenting around much in the same way. Like in the early 2000s, we had Orkut, we had Friendster, MySpace was just beginning, Facebook was just beginning, all that stuff. And everybody was kind of competing back and forth. So I feel like we're in the same spot right now. But Farcaster and Warpcast, I mean, they are getting like a lot of money pumped into them lately. I think I showed you a couple weeks ago on Bloomberg, there was an article that they got like $1 billion valuation for a grant. So grant valuation, I'm not really sure what that means, but you know, it's a lot of money being pumped into here. So chances are things like the Warp token and the DGen token could be doing very well. Now, speaking of the DGen token, okay. So the DGen token is a layer 3 token, and I kind of talked about this last week, but a layer 3 token is, so layer 1 token is Ethereum blockchain. Yeah, it is the base blockchain. At layer 2, because layer 1 uses so much gas, they've created a layer 2 to make gas transactions smaller, and so they roll up and bundle up a bunch of transactions, then they verify all those transactions at once periodically on the layer 1 blockchain. Now layer 3 blockchain is like an application specific blockchain, so that's where this DGen chain is coming in, because DGen chain is an application specific blockchain, and the application that it is specific to is Warpcast. So Warpcast here, it can be used for things like in Farcaster, you can create frames, and if you're following along on the screen with me, you can see my profile, my PFP, my profile pic here on this post, and in this post is what's called a frame. You see these buttons on the post of different things, ways you can interact with my post. So here you could share it, you could buy this Far card here, you could sell it, and you could go to the Far card's website and you could input how many of I guess cards you want to buy and stuff like that. So that's just one of the things on Warpcast that you can do that you can't really do on Twitter. And I think it's pretty cool. And it's all based with blockchain interaction. In this case, I believe it's either you interact with the base chain, which is Coinbase chain, that's a layer 2, or the DGen chain. I can't remember which one Farcards interacts with, but I think it's pretty cool. So I found this cool little app. I was browsing around and I saw Humpty post something about Far cards. And so I bought one of his cards. And let's go over to Humpty's profile. I'll show you some of that in a second. But here's Humpty's Far card. So all I had to do was go in and just click buy. Bam. And it took me to a screen. And I bought one of his Far cards, you know, and I thought that was pretty cool. So I went and I minted my own far card, and yeah, there was a button to do that. And so here's what my far card came up as. You know, it says base. I only have 75 followers and 14 casts and stuff like that. But hey, you know, whatever. I'm not complaining. It's a fun little thing. So you can go to far.cards and you can go here and you can like buy, you know, other people's cards. You can trade them. You can take a look at your own cards. You can hit the lucky button and, you know, random people's cards will pop up. And if you think that the card is cool, you know, and I know there's like going to be some kind of game associated with this. So click the link below to see your entire collection. So let me go take a look at my collection, and it's leaving Warpcast here. I believe I have three cards right now so far. I've bought Humpty's card and I've bought Crystal Streets card as well. Anytime I see like my friends on here doing this, I will buy their card. So let me know. I'll buy your card. So yeah, I have Crystal's. I don't know why her picture isn't. Okay, it's showing up. It's loading. Yeah, you can, I guess you can trade and you can buy and sell them. You can buy multiple versions of these cards. You know, different color schemes. You can filter them. I don't have very many. I have three cards. Yeah, man, it's like totally a cool way to gamify some of the stuff. You know, like Web3 was fun. Web3 is fun, you know. And I was editing this podcast on Crypto Sapiens. We just released this podcast called Impact Makers. John Ruth is the host. And on Impact Makers, there was this guest, Carlos Melgar. And let me see where he is. Let me go pull up his Twitter, and here he is, carlosmelgar.eth. And I just created this short with him, and this wasn't the content of the short, but in Impact Makers episode 2, Carlos Melgar, he's talking about like in the beginning of the internet, basically like there were just websites where you could, they would just make fart noises. And you know, like, it was fun. You know, you're just like total Beavis and Butthead in it. And that's what brought people to the internet. It's not like Yahoo Finance, you know, that brought people to the internet. It's like the funny fart noises. So that's kind of what is, you know, keeping and bringing a lot of people right now, I believe, to the Web3 space. Is just these stupid little apps, you know, and then meme coins and things like that. Because what Carlos Melgar was trying to say is, you know, there's public goods happening right now, and they're using meme tokens for public goods. But the problem is a lot of public goods projects, the people in there are like way too serious, you know. And you know, let's loosen up a little bit, you know. And they kind of look down their nose at the people creating meme tokens because they have no utility and stuff like that. And I'm totally guilty of this. Like, I've been like a total utility maxi and trying to say, trying to justify my my interest in cryptocurrency by saying, well, it's going to revolutionize this and that, and, you know, it's going to be for the public good and stuff like that. When I just have to admit it, man, this stuff is pretty fun and I like poking around it. And, so if you could take some of that fun culture and apply it to like public goods, I mean, that to me sounds like a win-win. You know, you have fun and help save the world at the same time, or at least do some good. So anyway, that's kind of like this app on Warpcast. You know, I'm not going on Warpcast to find out about like the latest bills being passed in the House and all that stuff. Like, I'm going on Warpcast to dick around and have fun, you know, and like create podcasts like this and experiment. And yeah, there's in Unlonely too, another cool little feature. We had an interview last Wednesday with a Crypto Sapiens. When I say we interviewed Jacek, which is the founder of the DGen chain. And I was just talking about DGen, that layer 3 chain that is Warpcast specific. And you can kind of think about DGen chain like giving the Las Vegas casino your money for chips. You know, and so it's like, it's real money, but it doesn't like feel like real money. Let's go over here. What you can do on Unlonely is you can clip out little sections. So if you're watching something live and you're like, oh man, that was really cool what that person said, you can clip out little clips. So that's what I did during the Jacek interview. Is it Jacek or Jacek? I don't know. But here, I'll play this quick little one. It's 30 seconds long.
I think it kind of just unites everybody and keeps everybody going. And I don't know. It's just sort of like this positive force. Whereas with like a lot of, I don't know, startups in crypto scene or projects like that, there's logos and there's things like that. But it's kind of hard to unite around some of these projects, I would say. Like you either kind of use it as a tool or, you know, something like that. But I think it kind of just unites everybody and keeps everybody.
What he's talking about is like the meme culture and how, you know, it's a lot of people just don't really. And about how people unite around meme culture, you know? And so, you know, he's just basically talking about the D-Chen, trying to make it like a little bit more of a respectable meme culture that's built around like builders in the space and not just around speculators and stuff like that. So kind of just a place for builders to have fun. And, you know, I'm creating content in here. I'm not a programmer. And that's what a lot of people, that's what a lot of people really don't understand. They think you like have to be a programmer to be a builder in the space. No, I'm a content creator. So I consider myself kind of a builder in the space. You know, I'm building something, I'm experimenting, I'm playing around with these tools that the devs make and stuff like that. And finding things that I like and don't like about them, and then offering constructive criticism and feedback, and then being super enthusiastic about the stuff I love. So, you know, so that's kind of, so go to Crypto Sapiens and watch that interview as well with Jacek. It's cryptosapiens.xyz or Jacek. I don't know how it's pronounced, so pardon me. And check out that interview. Every Wednesday, we're doing live streams. Humpty is the host, as you can see here. And he just finished doing an on-chain alpha series, and now he's did his second episode of Consumer Crypto Chronicles series based on consumer facing crypto apps. And because on-chain alpha was like pretty super hardcore towards like the data crowd and, you know, data engineers and data analysts and data scientists and stuff. So this is kind of a little more light hearted focused, you know? So anyway, so I've been playing around on the DGen chain, and after I, you know, back to this far cards. So far.cards is how you can get to the website to check it out. I will go to mine here. I'm far.cards number 20914. Okay, that's not pulling up right now, but let me go to far cards. Yeah, and you can see here's my bag. So I went and somehow in all that, I found myself to the Mint Club, mint.club. And that's what the Far Cards project is like built on. And I thought this is pretty interesting. So let me go ahead and just connect my wallet here. So it's mint.club, and it allows anybody to mint and create their own bonding curve tokens and NFTs with automated liquidity. And I know that's like a mouthful and like a total mouth salad. It kind of allows you to create your own crypto project pretty easily on all these different chains like Arbitrum, Avalanche, Base, Blast, BNB chain, DGen, Clayton, Ethereum, Optimism, Polygon, Zora, and Sepolia. Sepolia is a testnet, I believe. And it's based upon a base asset, and it allows you to give a token name, token symbol, and all this stuff for royalties for minting and burning. And I believe what Far Cards was based on was created on. And so you can, if you're interested in creating some kind of like, you know, bonding curve token for your business, like a small business, for instance, myself, I'm opening up a skate park, not necessarily a skate park, but a skate gym for people to learn how to skateboard. And I would like to apply some of these Web3 concepts in there, like create different levels of achievement and NFT badges and tokens, and you know, let people buy into some kind of ownership and keep attendance through NFTs and stuff like that. And I don't know, it's all right now just up on my head. I have a lot of ideas swirling around about how I would like to incorporate some Web3-ness into like a brick and mortar skate shop / gym. So I don't know if you have any ideas, let me know. I think it'd be, like I said, but if I could use this mint.club app to be kind of the creation tool for some of that, I think it could be pretty cool. You can make an ERC-20 token, or you can do an ERC-1155. What I'm thinking maybe as a way to help fund it is to offer like an NFT, and you could buy the NFT, and with that NFT, it could give you certain privileges. You know, like maybe you could have unlimited skate time on certain days or something like that. I don't know. Everything's up in the air. And then, so anyway, those FAR cards that I showed you were built on that, and were built with mint.club. And so I got to go poking around in mint.club, and I found like an airdrops button here. And there's like all these different projects and tokens on here, and you can like connect your wallet and you can collect all these airdrops. And I don't know what these are for or not or anything, but I just like found all these different crazy meme coin projects. And I just started poking around them. And, you know, I found this one here called Degen Pepe. And if you don't know, Pepe is like the frog, the little green frog. And it was like one of the original like NFTs and based on blockchain, based on Bitcoin, I'm sorry. And, you know, if you have like an original Pepe, it's like super OG. But Pepe has also been on Ordinals, and it's been on Ethereum. Pepe is now on Degen chain. So this project called Degen Pepe, and the first and biggest meme coin on Degen L3, powered by the dankest community in Web3. I don't know. It seems, so here's the about. Remember Pepe, the OG of meme culture? Well, he got buff and loaded. That's Depe, the love child of Pepe and Degen, born in the glorious chaos of Farcaster's Warpcast. Depe is the name of the token symbol, is all about community and going full send. We're building a future fat with automated liquidity, a rug proof build, and a max lockup target that would make even Gary Gensler bullish. Oh man, you know, they all say that. All the meme coin projects say, you know, that they're, you know, no ruggability, you know, we're going full send, you know, automated liquidity, rug proof, you know, all this stuff, you know, but whatever. It's fun. That's the point of it. So, you know, it gives the max supply, the starting price, the final price, which is supposed to be like 739x from the initial price. Price increased by 6.9% for 100 steps, whatever that means. There's a contract address. You can go look it up on the scanner if you want. There's, you know, Warpcast communities, channels, X, Telegram, you know, I'm sure they're all in there hyping each other up, making memes. And, you know, sometimes late at night, if you're just bored, you can go poke around a Telegram channel for some meme token and like make instant friends. And like Pedro Melgar was saying, man, you know, like we're in this for the fun of it right now. And that's a lot of times what gets projects started. And what gets technology started is the fun aspect of it, like the fart button on the internet, you know? Like, so anyway, that's Degen Pepe. Here's another one called Giga Chad. And in mint.club, you can like buy and sell and swap all these, you know, poke around. Here's back to the Degen Pepe. Here's the text.is page about it. IS page or whatever. Degen Pepe, the first and biggest meme coin on L3. So this is kind of interesting. So to the Depe community, Here's, I guess, the founder. He's saying, I initially created this token mostly for fun and to experiment. Surprisingly, the community has grown significantly larger than I ever imagined. It's clear that many active members are eager to solve this project, to evolve this project, sorry, and introducing structured roadmaps and enhanced community engagement strategies. I'm fully supportive of this move and I'm ready to hand over my ownership and any associated royalties to make this a fully community-driven initiative. However, transferring ownership does carry risks, such as potential scams, hacks, or especially through any official website links, given our sizable community, it's difficult to perform through thorough due diligence on every candidate for ownership. So after considering various options, the best solution seems to be transferring my creator rights to the largest holder of the DePay token. This approach minimizes risk since the holder with the most to lose will likely safeguard the project's integrity. That's kind of interesting. You know, it's a great way to pass the baton, I guess. So, you know, if you're interested in becoming the owner of the DeGen PayPay project, you can go just go buy an ass load of tokens, the DePay token, and you could become the next owner on May 1st, 2024. So here's the plan. On May 1st, he says, I will transfer the token creator rights to the largest DePay token holder. Number two, the new owner will be the verifiable creator of DePay project that currently has a $4.2 million market cap. Three, the new owner will have the authority to update the logo and website on the Mint Club token page. And number four, the new owner will receive future trading fee royalties, 0.08% from each transaction on the Mint Club bond contract, excluding external LP because it's not a token's built-in tax. Anyway, time to step up, show that you're the most committed stakeholder and ready to lead this project forward. So yeah, I think that's kind of fun and interesting. You know, it's a great way to like pass the baton and stuff like that. So I don't know. Like I said, there's all types of fun stuff going on in the Web3 community, and I don't know, so much stuff going on. Anyway, I think I'll just go ahead and cap this. Go to my Twitter page, EurekaJohn1, the number one, if you want to see some of the latest stuff that's been going on. Go to my Warpcast page and check it out. That's at Eureka John. There's no number one on that one. And let's see here. I feel like I'm missing something, but I'm always missing something. I'll talk about it next week. I tested out interviewing live as well. Go check out that interview with DeFi Ginger, and he's a host for another podcast on the Crypto Sapiens Network website. And that podcast is called Are We There Yet? And he just did another amazing interview as well with IQ Wiki, which is, I'll talk about that next week with Naveen, Vitanayagam. Yeah, the founder of IQ Wiki. And anyway, yeah. That being said, I will go ahead and sign off, and you all have a great weekend, and I will talk to you next week. Okay, and let me go over here to the old streamer and shut this down. End stream.